All things Randy at randyrhodes.com.
Go for launch.
Speaking truth to power, the Randy Rhodes Show.
All right, so we finally got the hard copy of the actual articles of impeachment. It is really short and sweet and to the point. And like I said, there are only two articles that are impeachment articles so far. And the abuse of power and the obstruction of Congress is self-evident, right? Obviously, abuse of power of a president of the United States is not a criminal statute. Why would we have? And, you know, you're going to hear people screaming and yelling about this, right? Well, it's not a crime to abuse your power as president of the United States. Why would we have a statute on the books that applies to one person when we have a constitution that has a remedy for a criminal president? Do you understand? I mean, here you have an Office of Legal Counsel. And the Office of Legal Counsel, in its ridiculous, notion of law and order, says that if a president murders somebody, which is a criminal thing, you can't indict him for that criminal thing. And that the only remedy for a lawless president is impeachment. So here we are using the only remedy we have for a lawless president. And you're going to have people talking to you in circles going, abuse of power is not a crime. Well, let's just discuss why it isn't a crime. It's not a crime because it only applies to one person. And in law, when you do commit a crime, there is a remedy available to the United States, to the people. And in this case, when it has to do with the president abusing his power, the remedy is obviously impeachment and removal, so that he may never hold another office of honor and or trust. The other one is in the criminal statutes, but of course the OLC can't indict him anyway, even if it is in the criminal statutes, and that would be obstruction of Congress. I had to restart my computer. And that would be obstruction of Congress. And that is a criminal statute. So these two articles, one is in the criminal code and the other one we never put in the criminal code because it only applies to one person. You don't make law for one person. That would have another problem associated with it, okay? That you just don't make a law for one individual. You just don't do it. All right, so Article 1, abuse of power, it says, in his conduct of the office of President of the United States and in violation of his constitutional oath faithfully to execute the office of President of the United States and to the best of his ability preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States and in violation of his constitutional duty to take care that the laws be faithfully executed, Donald J. Trump has abused the power of the presidency in that he used the powers of his high office. President Trump solicited the interference of a foreign government, Ukraine, in the 2020 United States presidential election. And I kept telling you, you know, when Jonathan Turley, who I'm so tired of telling you he's a friend because he is, that I believe he understands and, digs very deeply the Constitution and loves his country. So could we just dispose of that particular rant? Okay. But I think Turley doesn't appreciate that if we don't do something today, right now, 11 months ahead of this election, and if we, you know, we've subpoenaed people, they just refuse to show up to get the testimony from Don McGahn, just to get a lower court ruling that Don McGahn cannot violate a congressional subpoena took almost 1 year. Almost 1 year. And so if we wait for Mulvaney and Pompeo and Kupperman and Perry and Bolton and all these people to get a resolution in the court on whether or not they have to show up after being subpoenaed, the president will get to cheat in another election. That's the problem. That's the only problem. So that's what they're saying here. That this has to do with the presidential election, the 2021. And they say he did so through a scheme or course of conduct that included soliciting the government of Ukraine to publicly announce investigations that would benefit his reelection, harm the election prospects of a political opponent, and influence the 2020 United States presidential election to his advantage. President Trump also sought to pressure the government of Ukraine to take these steps by conditioning official U.S. government acts of significant value to Ukraine on its public announcement of the investigations. President Trump engaged in this scheme or course of conduct for corrupt purposes in pursuit of personal political benefit. Those are very important words. That he did this for corrupt purposes, because guess what that means? That means that there is no claim that can be made of executive privilege. First of all, because some of these people have already spoken in public, like Mick Mulvaney. Some of these people have already answered questions to an independent counsel, like Don McGahn. So once you answer a question about the subject, you can't ex post facto, going backwards in time, exert executive privilege over a person who's already testified. And of course, only the president can assert executive privilege. But there's a crime fraud exception to any privilege that the president might claim is his, including attorney-client privilege. You cannot do it for corrupt purposes. There is a crime fraud exception. And you cannot, like, if you tell your lawyer that you intended, that your intent was to commit a crime, there's no attorney-client privilege. That's why attorneys don't really ask you if you did it. Now, they don't have to tell that they know, which is interesting, but true. But you cannot claim attorney-client privilege if your attorney decides that he's going to, you know, spill his guts to, you know, I guess it would create a problem that he didn't recuse himself, a la Bill Barr needs to recuse himself. You know, a whole bunch of people need to recuse themselves here. But anyway, that's a very important sentence: for corrupt purposes in pursuit of personal political benefit. It is, in so doing, President Trump used the power of the presidency in a manner that compromised the national security of the United States. Hello. And undermined the integrity of the United States democratic process, because this has to do with elections. He thus ignored and injured the interests of the nation. Then they list all the different things he did. That he corruptly, and these are important words, these words matter, corruptly solicited the government of Ukraine to publicly announce investigations into Vice President Joe Biden Jr., also to claim, you know, to put truth into a discredited theory promoted by Russia, alleging that Ukraine rather than Russia interfered in the 2016 election. And with the same corrupt motives, acting both directly and through his agents within and outside the U.S. government, conditioned two official acts on those public announcements, the almost $400 million of aid and the meeting at the White House. So there you have Article 1.